62 degrees, another beautiful day. We can get used to that. I know we need rain, and believe me, into everyone's life, a little rain will fall eventually, probably on the weekend. For more than a year, we've been bringing you information about the serious overcrowding problems at the Wayne County Juvenile Detention Center. Now WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne reports that the county has ended a public health emergency declaration, which was first issued in March. And that apparently is due to some major changes at the facility that we need to get updated on. No one better than Marie to do that. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. $10 million spent to clean up the issues that they were facing at the detention center. So let's look at some of the changes that have taken place. The population at the facility has been reduced. And in addition, the space has doubled. There had been 50 or more young people per pod. Now we are told there are no more than 20. This was an issue my source told me about at the root of many of the problems at the detention center. There has been an increase in staffing. They have achieved this by offering a 35% hike in wages. Wayne County has hired two deputy directors to deal with issues at the facility. And detainees are now separated by age and charge. This is another important point that we kept talking about. This keeps first-time offenders or those with lesser offenses away from those who have serious charges against them. There will now be in-facility treatment. Wayne County has created new space dedicated for mental health treatment. They're going to be operating in conjunction with Team Wellness. That's a Detroit-based behavioral health center. And once Team Wellness is implemented, more of the detainees will be able to go home, Paul, on GPS tether and spend their days at the Team Wellness Day treatment facility.
You know, I'm so glad that you're giving us this update, but it also is a bit painful reminder of the trouble that we have in our society today and how it comes through and is reflected in our young people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. I agree. I mean, this is, the pandemic exacerbated the problems at the facility for many reasons. And one of them was because young people were having more problems.
Yeah, they are. It's not that it doesn't matter why. And there are plenty of people who will step up and tell us why. It's the social media. It's the things they're exposed to at a younger age that most of us never were exposed to. It's a whole bunch of different things. That aside, it is a thing. It is a problem. It's very real. I talked to dear friends. I think of Dr. Marquita Bedway, and she sees a lot of students and young people. And she has told me that what these students and young people are going through and how they're acting and reacting is unprecedented. And it's keeping good people, good psychologists like herself, very, very busy, but also keeping them concerned about what's going on in our society, starting with the young people. And so here we are discussing how we've improve the Wayne County juvenile detention, but what we need to do is talk about how we can improve the opportunity to keep people out of the Wayne County juvenile detention services.
Yes, prevention, right?
Prevention.
Yeah, prevention is absolutely a key factor here. That's very true. Also, though, we have to understand that once they do become the responsibility of the county due to their interfacing with the law, that, you know, they have to be treated humanely, and they have to, and especially the ones who have hope for them to maybe rehabilitate, maybe find a new path in life, that they're given every opportunity to get that so that they can move on and not have to have a life like this where they're going to be interfacing with the criminal justice system forever.
We used to say openly that a lot of times these places were merely schools for how to be bad.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, remember those days?
Oh, yes.
that we'd send people in for this kind of rehabilitation, and there was no rehabilitation. There was just a reinforcement of being a bad person, and you're amongst other bad people who can teach you new tricks to be bad.
Absolutely. And that was something that the source that I worked with had a lot to say about. And one of the things that person had told me was that the separation of these people in the treatment facility is absolutely imperative. You have to separate younger ones from older ones, as well as ones from that have had their cases adjudicated and need to actually go to jail or need to go to a facility, from the ones that maybe are just there temporarily until they can get their problems addressed and then they can move on.
You know, it occurs to me that we need to, this is not rocket science, but this is the reality. We need to treat these people who work at the Wayne County Juvenile Detention Center. We need to train them properly and pay them properly for the important job that they have. We have to take this very seriously, that they really are in a position to help all of society by helping straighten out these young people while we still can.
Right. And that has to, of course, you heard me say that they have instituted this 35% hike in wages. And so not only have they been able to attract more people, Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, who's the director there at the Wayne County Department of Health and Human Veterans Services, says this will also retain the right kind of people.
Well done. Thanks for the update, Marie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst here on the Paul W. Smith Show, Tuesday Morning Edition on WJR.